The National Accreditation Board says tertiary institutions which have been able to regularize the penalties slapped on them due to failure to meet the required standard should formally write to the board. Its Executive Secretary Kwame Ndatse, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said not until this is done, the affected institutions will continue to be on the BOB's website. The board last week published the names of 51 tertiary institutions on its website for failure to meet the standard of running certain courses in their institutions.
With the exception of one foreign institution, the reactions I've received are from other radio stations. I know some of them have been saying that since our first publication, we have stopped running. Anybody who thinks he has stopped to write formally to us that we have stopped, then we will have it as evidence. Otherwise, if he go behind us and start running, and somebody asks us and I say, oh, we published it, but the person said he has stopped, and he said, oh, so you did it and went sleeping. But then we will have a written commitment from them that they have stopped until he had regularized the situation. For the foreign institution I'm talking about, we are doing a check to find out whether indeed they have regularized their situation in their home country before we take action on that.
This foreign institution, what is the name?
Shepherd University, I think.
You also made mention that radio stations or TV stations should always cross-check before running adverts of institutions that have not been accredited to honor doctorate degrees. Have you written to this radio station or TV stations, or what should they do in case these adverts are brought to them?
We haven't written to them formally because at the moment we are appealing to their sense of social responsibility. As they will not advertise criminal things, we also want to entreat them that notwithstanding the money they may make out of those adverts, they should check the accreditation status of such institutions before they advertise. They can do that by asking them to produce the accreditation certificate, which we issue to all accredited institutions. Because the accreditation is not for an indefinite period, mind you. The accreditation is for a specified period. When it expires, you have to take steps to have it renewed.
What is the period of validity that the accreditation...
Depending on the extent of facilities available, it can range from 1 to 5 years. The maximum one can get is 5 years. But also, let me say that we accredit the programs also. It is not only the institutions that are accredited, but the programs they run. So you cannot take accreditation for your institution and then start programs which have not been accredited.
In this computer era, what are the peculiar things one can find on your accreditation to actually know that it's coming from the National Accreditation Board?
Oh, in case of doubt, you still have to refer everything to us. You know, our second function is also establishing, evaluating the authenticity and the equivalences of all certificates, not only tertiary level. Sometimes certificates are submitted to us that look like a genuine one. But we have a way of checking. I will not disclose that because the process will also be listening. And if you submit them to us and they are not genuine, we will be able to detect. In fact, we have sent some people to court before.
Have they been jailed?
Yes, I'm sure the one I was talking about, I think the person was jailed for a year or so.